welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast, your weekly roundup of all the best events happening in Oxford. The track that you just heard was Pages of Gold by Flo Morrissey, who is supporting the Staves at the O2 on Friday, and you'll hear a bit more about that later. The first thing we should mention, though, is that although it's Valentine's Day on Saturday, and I'm sure you're very much looking forward to it, and this is our Valentine's podcast, of course, so we'll have lots of lovey-dovey events coming up for you. Our competition is now closed, sadly, but congratulations to all the winners of our amazing prizes. Do look out for our Mother's Day competition in the future, though. That should be coming up very soon, and there'll be more great prizes to win. And lastly, there is still time to get your love messages in, either by emailing us or posting them on our love message board, and you can get a message to your loved one printed in our sheet on Friday, just in time for Valentine's Day. We're also starting a new exciting part of the podcast where we're going to be giving you an Oxford fact at the beginning of every week, something interesting that you might not have known has happened in Oxford. So please do send us your suggestions on Twitter or Facebook if you have got anything that you know about Oxford that's kind of quirky and interesting. This week we're going to start off with one of Jen's facts about Oxford.
Okay, my fact about Oxford this week is that Jane Burden was born in Oxford on the 19th of October 1839. And you may not recognise her name, but you certainly would know her face. She was a muse of the Pre-Raphaelites, and so she's the model for the painting of Proserpine, which is the Pre-Raphaelite painting of the pouty lady sitting on a windowsill eating a pomegranate, painted by Dante Gabriel Rossetti. She later married William Morris, that's the arts and crafts William Morris, not the car man. He fell in love with her and married her in St Michael the Northgate Church. Because she was born very poor, she wasn't very educated, but she was educated later on and became a great reader of French and Italian and discoursed with great artists all over the place. And she was probably the basis for Eliza Doolittle in the story of My Fair Lady.
There you go, there's your Oxford fact, and a slightly Valentine's-y one as well, you might say, quite romantic. So there we go, so get your suggestions in and we'll feature yours next week.
We've got loads of different events this week in the Oxcast. My ones include grief, polygamy and pancakes.
Well, I've got some singing, a signing and a screening.
I've got some old opera and some new writing.
And I've got slapstick, a salute and the Staves. But first up, though, some theatre for the week that's maybe not so much of a Valentine's evening.
So, at the new theatre, running until Saturday, you can see a production of Monty Python's Spamalot, lovingly adapted, of course, from the film Monty Python and the Holy Grail, by Eric Idle, obviously one of the Pythons, but also Neil Innes and John Deprez, who wrote the score for A Fish Called Wanda. So the premise is one that you're probably familiar with. You know, King Arthur's on a quest for the Holy Grail, and on his way he meets cows, peasants, and a killer rabbit. And a fun fact here is that Spamalot's actually been touring for the last 11 years. So this current production stars Joe Pasquale as King Arthur and Todd Carty as Patsy. It's been getting brilliant reviews. We have one up on the website now. And if you fancy going, there are still tickets available. They're between £15 and £40, and performances are at 7:30 until Saturday, with a matinee on the Saturday afternoon.
Well, some more theatre, also running until Saturday, although Friday and Saturday are sold out, so you can't make this your date night on Saturday. It's Jeeves and Wooster at the Oxford Playhouse. This play stars Robert Webb as Wooster and Jason Thorpe as Jeeves. And there will be a lot of fans of the book by P.G. Wodehouse there, I would imagine. This stage adaptation has won the 2014 Olivier Award for Best New Comedy, and it's doing really well in reviews. Our reviewer went along last night and said, if you're a fan of theatrical artistry, you'll appreciate everything from the revolving stage to the costume changes to the sound effects. If you enjoy good wordplay, you'll find much to please in the witty banter, jokes and puns. And if you just love a darn good caper, you'll laugh out loud at the physical fooling about. So it's really good fun, and it's starring some great British comedians, the kind of late 90s, early 2000s set of British comedy, I'd say, which is really nice because of the original TV series, obviously it was Fry and Laurie. So now having Robert Webb, I think, is a nice sort of touch on that, and also Chris Ryan from Ab Fab playing Sepping. So it's that kind of slapstick, bad puns, old British comedy kind of vibe. So it should be really good fun. And it's running from today until Saturday at the Oxford Playhouse, although you'll just be able to go tonight and tomorrow.
So a change of scale, on Friday and Saturday nights in the North Wall, no revolving stages here, the tiny opera company Opera Up Close are coming back to Oxford. They started in a room above a pub in London, and so their opera is not the sort of classical big sleeve approach. They have a tiny orchestra on stage, usually just a piano and a couple of other instruments, might be a clarinet and a saxophone or something a bit unusual. And they do new witty staging, witty adaptations, mostly faithful new translations of things, but they do sing in English, which is kind of nice, really. Though it does tend to make things sound a little less serious than they might otherwise. But this time they're doing Marriage of Figaro, so it doesn't matter at all that it doesn't sound serious. But they expect their audience to be up close, so they can use subtle gestures, they can have magic on stage, they can have silly glasses. They really play with their operas, and they're Friday and Saturday nights at the North Wall, and we think that there are currently 5 tickets left on Saturday, so if you want to go, get in there quick.
And you've seen this company before?
I have seen this company before. They were doing Elisir d'Amore, which is more sort of, I think that's late 19th century opera. Marriage of Figaro obviously is Mozart, so it's a bit earlier, but they'd reset it in the golden age of Hollywood, and it was absolutely hilarious, and it's really funny to see opera that doesn't feel dated at all.
Cool. Well, I now have an event which is very much in the Valentine's vibe. This is a storytelling event at the Story Museum on Thursday. It's called The Four Chambers of the Heart, and it's going to be a collection of love stories read by Claire Murren Murphy and Tim Ralphs, but they're not just going to be your standard romantic stories. So they're going to feature fiery lovers and polyamorous marriages, apparently, and all sorts of other weird and wonderful romantic stories as well. And now Claire is half Irish, half American. She's now based in London via Spain, and she performs stories in English and Spanish, but I think it's going to be mostly in English on Thursday, thankfully, for those of us who don't speak Spanish. Tim Ralphs, he won the Young Storyteller of the Year in 2007 and has been touring ever since. Both of them have performed at the Globe and Barbican, Soho Theatre and loads of different festivals, so they are pretty much pros. It's going to be at the Story Museum at 7 o'clock on Thursday, £10 and £8 concessions.
So is this one to take the kids to or not?
Probably not.
No?
I don't know. I think it could be a little bit risque.
I see. Okay.
Also on Thursday, starting at 7, Blackwells are hosting a book launch for Carbon Conversations Handbook, which is also has the title In Time for Tomorrow. It's one of those ones with a colon. So the book's been written by Rosemary Randall and Andy Brown, who actually founded the Carbon Conversations organisation. Rosemary's a psychotherapist, and Andy's an engineer and sustainability consultant, and the book attempts to offer advice to people who feel that they want to do something about climate change, but they're not entirely sure what they can practically do in their own life. At the event tomorrow, the authors will be talking about how they wrote the book, and there'll be a chance to get your copy signed, as well as meet other interested people and get some light refreshments. Tickets cost £3 and can be bought from Blackwells on Broad Street, or alternatively by emailing events.oxford@blackwell.co.uk. That's tomorrow night at 7.
To find out more about any of these events, you can go to our events listing on Daily Info,
where we've also got loads of reviews of loads of the events in this Oxcast and loads of other stuff as well.
And you can find us on social media. We're on Twitter as @DailyInfoOxford, and you can search for us on Facebook as Daily Info Oxford.
Well, moving into the weekend now, there is a gig at the O2 Academy on Friday night starting at 7 p.m. It's the Staves, who are three sisters from Watford. They're quite folky with lots of harmonies between the three of them, but they have gone for a more sort of upbeat Americana vibe recently. So it should be quite an energetic gig and lots of fun. They've got some really good reviews of their music. They're supported by Flo Morrissey, who you heard at the beginning of the Oxcast, and we'll play a bit more of her track, Pages of Gold. Flo Morrissey is just 20 years old. She was one of 9 children, so she is a sort of up-and-coming star of this year. And her music is sort of got a 60s acoustic folk kind of vibe. She sounds a bit like Joni Mitchell. And I don't think she is any relation to the Morrissey.
Okay, so not quite as dour.
No, I think couldn't find anything. But, so this gig is at the O2 Academy on Friday. It starts at 7. And here's a bit more of the track Pages of Gold by Flo Morrissey. While I'm staying all day, shutting away these thoughts I have to hide. But I'm kidding myself. I know that nothing. was Pages of Gold by Flo Morrissey, and you can hear the rest of that track at the end of the Oxcast.
But if you don't want to go see Flo Morrissey, you can go to a different gig on Friday night. This is at the Bullingdon. It's called Grief Fest, and it's being put on by Pindrop Publicity. It's the second year that they're doing this, I think. It's going to be a combination of music, visuals and light show, and it's all aimed at exploring the themes of horror and misfortune. So it could be a pretty downbeat event on Friday the 13th. It's going to feature Flights of Helios, the Neon Violets and Cancho, and apparently lots of drones and noise in between all of the music. There's going to be £7, £5 advance with a booking fee from We Got Tickets, and it's at the Bullingdon. We also have an interview that Nat did with Seb from Pindrop Publicity a couple of weeks ago that you can listen to on Oxcast Extra, where he talks about Grieffest in a bit more detail.
And we're warned also that because the Bullingdon is currently mid-refurbishment, there's no heating, so be prepared to dance a lot or wear a coat.
If you can dance to depressing, grief-driven music.
Have a few drinks first, I think.
Yeah, have a few drinks. So also on Friday night, if you are thinking about things you can go to, and
speaking of Friday the 13th.
Speaking of Friday the 13th and having a few drinks and going out somewhere, if you are single, then there are a lot of singles nights happening on Friday. In fact, all through the week. The one I've got to mention for you is actually happening tonight. It's Speed Dating at the Tasker from Speed Data Events, who say that if you don't meet someone at one of their events, you can go to their next one for free.
Mm.
So you could actually, if you're just like a serial speed dater, you can keep going to these events. But anyway, this is Speed Dating at the Tasker. That's tonight. What other singles events have we got on this week?
There is one at 1855 Wine Bar on Friday night. This is at 9 o'clock. It is a monthly singles mingle event. You have to RSVP in advance so that they have an idea of numbers, and you have to pay £1 in advance and then £10 on the day as well. I don't think this one is a no win, no fee kind of deal. You will have to pay your £10, but that's on Friday at 9 at 1855.
And I've got an event that's actually a little bit further into the future. It's a niche singles night for fans of literature. It's called Page Turners, and it's on at the Story Museum. So the idea is that it's a sort of informal night for people in their 20s and 30s who are just fans of books. So you're encouraged to bring your favourite book as a conversation starter, and also dress up as a character, like it's a World Book Day. The Oxford Mail sent a reporter to the last one, and it really does sound quite fun. At the last one, they apparently had a magic show. So it isn't the cheapest event. Tickets do cost £12, but that does include wine, snacks and entertainment. The next one's going to be on the 6th of March, between 6:30 and 8:30. And if you'd like to book, you can ring the Story Museum on 01865 790 050.
I always wanted to call my daughter Paige so that she could be Paige Turner.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, go to this event. What character would you dress up as for a speed dating event?
I don't know. The only literary event not like that, it wasn't speed dating, that I've been to, I dress up as Dobby, so that's my news.
Well, are there any ideas for costumes? Or?
I don't know.
Ruffalo.
Or it'll be at Grief Fest. But if you are in love or fancy a bit of classical music, the City of Oxford Orchestra are doing a very Valentine's-y, unashamedly Valentine's romantic kind of concert on Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Sheldonian. It's called A Salute to Love, and the programme includes Glinka, the Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto No. 2, the famous romantic one. They're also playing Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet and a bit of Elgar. Resident pianist Tom Poster is going to be playing the piano concerto, and it's also the City of Oxford Orchestra's 50th anniversary year, so congratulations to them for being 50. They're also having a birthday concert on the 27th of February, so look out for that as well. So this starts at 7, and there's no interval to allow time for romantic dinners, they say. So you can go see this concert, Salute to Love, on Saturday at the Sheldonian at 7, and then you can go out afterwards.
So big news for film fans, the Phoenix Picture House are launching a film/book night starting on the 17th of February with 50 Shades of Grey. So the idea is that you can go and watch the film at 6 o'clock, and then there'll be a discussion in the bar afterwards from sort of 8:45. Tickets are £10 full price, £9 for students, and probably self-explanatory, but this one is only open to over 18s. So fun fact for you about 50 Shades of Grey, the human eye is actually only capable of registering about 30 levels of grey. That's sort of biological constraint on it. And it's actually because of this that with remote sensing and weather satellites, they tend to render the images in 32-bit rather than 64-bit. So yeah, that's my geeky fact of the week. But if you want to see 50 Shades of Grey, you can head to the Phoenix Tuesday at 6.
Or if you're more interested in pancakes on Tuesday, which, oh, I don't know about you, but I think I will probably be going to this event rather than 50 Shades of Grey. There's a pancake quiz night at Restore at Mansell Way. Teams of up to 6 people will go head to head in a general knowledge quiz. It costs £10.45 to enter. But for that, you get pancakes and toppings and an alcoholic or non-alcoholic beverage and the good knowledge that your money is going to a great cause. Restore is a local mental health charity that helps with recovery and getting people back into work, doing really good work all the time. So that's Mansell Way on Tuesday at 7 o'clock.
Yes, because of course it's Pancake Day coming up soon, isn't it?
It is. We do have a couple of recipes on our website as well, if you need your own. And one's a gluten-free recipe from Jen.
And the other thing that's starting on Tuesday, and we may hear a little bit more about this next week, is the New Writing Festival at the Burton Taylor. This is a competition and 4 shortlisted plays, so we've already had one round of the competition, 4 shortlisted plays are produced every year for this competition. They're brand new plays by students, and often the people directing them and taking part in them are new to the scene as well, so it's a grand fest of new talent. So there are 2 plays on Tuesday night and the next 2 on Wednesday. Then that's repeated on Thursday and Friday. And then you can go and see all 4 of them on Saturday if you feel gluttonous about these things. Last year, one of the highlights was a lovely play about android girlfriends in a dystopian future by Lamorna Ash, who is appearing again this year as a writer. This year her play is Take Off. That's about a man saying goodbye before he goes into space. So suitably bizarre again, I think. The other plays this year, A Sense of Falling by Adam Leonard, about a cleaner who obsesses over CCTV from a railway station. Lads by Malika Sood, which is a bet between a couple as to who can play it straight, and scare quotes. And Twin Primes from Florence Reed, which is about the forces of attraction between people. So if you want to know more about these, you can look at the Burton Taylor website, which is a bit confusing. It's got 2 tabs. Make sure you click on the one that says Student Theatre, otherwise you'll only get the touring productions. But to be honest, you probably don't need a lot of background on these plays, because one of the fun things is just going to see these 4 things completely unprepared. It will be the most brilliant snapshot of crazy goings on and what everyone's thinking about at the moment.
And you made it to all 4 last year. Do you think you can do it again, Jen?
If I wasn't so pregnant, I might try and make it to all 4 again, but I think my chances are a bit slim this year. But who knows? Maybe I will.
So to find out any more about these events, you can look on our website, or you can follow us on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford, or search for us on Facebook by searching Daily Info Oxford. Don't forget to send us your Oxford facts so we can feature them next week. And to play you out, we've got the rest of the track from Flo Morrissey.
Such a big ask to be granted a day when there's not a need to fret. Then suddenly you say you still love me. I was so silly to think I was free. I worry too much, it's true, I miss your touch.